Good to be back. Okay, so hopefully you're seeing me and you're hearing me, and we're back. I'm so sorry. I'm working on getting everything together for you so we can really do it easily. We've got big brochures and things, but too many words. So I'm making you a little PowerPoint presentation this afternoon for the year-long program, what's included. And somehow, by working on that PowerPoint, a bunch of things disappeared from the screen. Oh, I apologize. Can hear and see you. Yay! Okay, so everybody's back on board. Okay, so let us go back to, let's see, this might be the one. Nope, that's not the one. Today's presentation, that might have disappeared. That might be what happened. So let's see, recent digestion. There we go. That's probably what happened. Looks like it just disappeared from the screen. Okay, so we're back in digestion, and we've been going through a very detailed explanation as we've been clearing, and we've cleared amplification. We've covered some of the details, perception. We're in perception now. We're about 60% clear on perception. And, oh, good, I'm seeing the stream. So, guys, if you had made a comment right before we closed out the class and went on break, I've lost that because my screen went down. So if you have a question, please say it again. And, Karen, I think you were the one who said you were confused about spiritual parasites, but we aren't touching on spiritual parasites, so I don't know why the conversation came up. So if you could clarify why you asked about spiritual parasites, that would be so helpful for me. I would then understand why we're talking about spiritual parasites right now. So, because we're not. We're working on digestion, and we're not working on spiritual parasites. That wasn't me on me this time. Oh, okay, Karen. All right. I apologize. I thought I saw your name associated with spiritual parasites. So somebody said, I'm completely confused. I thought we cleared spiritual parasites. I thought, you know, and then my screen was gone. So whoever it was, would you please clarify why you asked that question? And thanks for responding, Karen. So just why you asked the question, did something come up where you thought we were working on spiritual parasites? We haven't talked about it. We're not writing about it. And we're not working on it. And we did clear all spiritual parasites. Understand that you'll have a few because they come and go. But we got down to zero a couple days ago. And day three, and we're on day seven, so 4 days ago we got down to zero. Yay! Oh, good, Mary. Glad you're on. And oh, Alex, that was me. I just got the disconnect in my mind question about spiritual parasites. Well answered, thank you. Okay. Oh, good. Okay, Alex. And that's maybe why I was confused because there are multiple names. Okay, good. So we're not doing spiritual parasites today. We're not addressing it. It might be possible if you were working with someone on digestion that hadn't gone through all this spiritual parasite clearing that we did, they might have a few spiritual parasites in their digestion. So that might be something that if you were working on somebody else, you might have to deal with. But today, we're working on you, and we don't have to deal with that. So that's not what we're doing. But I just want you to know that definitely spiritual parasites can lurk in digestion and make things not work as well. Okay, and as we're clearing perception, why don't we go down to the page on emotions, and we'll make a better explanation for what we've got on emotions here. So there we go. Emotional thought forms. Interesting. I wonder if it's... That's a strange one. That might be on a column thing, too. Let's see. Yeah, it is on a column. Okay, so emotional thought forms. So things that actually come from the... Okay, so emotional thought forms come from the emotional brain with feeling attached to it. So not just a thought, but it has feeling attached. And then the emotional body would actually be, it's kind of part of you, but would be like an etheric part of you, that's the emotions. Okay. All right. So let's see. Is that clear? So when we're clearing these, you'll know what we're clearing with the emotions. I think that should be clear. And then we'll go down to the DNA and we'll clarify. So the DNA, the actual genes associated with the issue. and Jean's now running in the body alongside of your authentic genes. A second set of details. Okay, good. All right, good. All right, so we're going to pop back up here to perception. 73% clear, so we're doing a great job here. And then I just want to focus on any trouble spots that you guys are having. Let's see, we had... Okay, and all those, that satanic curse that I was working on, that's done. Okay, we're doing good. Yeah, those roses, someone commented on those roses. Isn't that amazing? That's been more than 2 weeks of those big, beautiful, fluffy roses. They're digging the energy, boy. They love it. My cat is listening, too. He often comes when the energy is high. How sweet, Vanya. That's wonderful. Okay, singing. I think we have to do some singing now because we're going to be pumping for a while. Let's do In the Stillness. That's a nice little chant to get started. And then feel free to ask questions. I'll be keeping an eye as we're chanting, and so we'll, when we break for another song, I'll catch questions coming in. Got a lot of good explanations, a lot of good questions this morning. So it's in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am. And we'll just sing it right through. You guys know it. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath. I am light of God. I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am. That's great, Elizabeth. I'm so happy that you've been here, and I know it's been a whole week of sharing time together. It's been extraordinary. I'm so excited for those of you who are going on to the next level, and for those of you who are going to wait and do another diamond class to go a little deeper in the diamond level, that's also wonderful. But really, really excited. By the way, the immersion, the full year training is from January to December, so that's when we get started with that. The next live in-person diamond class is in Carmel Valley, and that is in December. Okay, let's do, see what I'm thinking, because you guys really love the stones, and it really rocks, doesn't it? It helps move things along. So let's do the stones. Pull it up here. There they are. Any questions? No questions. Okay. The stones, they are a-calling me, echoing through an eternity. The stones, they are a-calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. Calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. At dawn I walked in the circle of stones, a solar temple to me yet unknown. At dawn I walked in the circle of stones, a solar temple to me yet unknown, till by the strength of first morning light shone the power of the Stonehenge stones. Till by the strength of first morning's light shone the power of the Stonehenge stones. Roxanne has a question. I have a problem with food getting stuck in my throat, not to the point of obstruction, but close. Have a hard time getting clear, and worse around groups of people. Can you test what it's related to? Sure. And the food getting stuck in your throat, part of it is dehydration. You're not keeping your body hydrated enough, and so the throat is actually shrinking a little bit. But the throat is also your center for communication and speech. And that's only at 40%. So when you're out in public, does it drop on your throat? Yeah, it drops down to 9% when you have those choking or, like, you know, can't get the food down your throat. The percentage goes down to 9%. So I would look on that throat issue. I would clear amplification down to bloodline, and I would do, which we're going to do a regeneration on the throat, but I would very specifically clear anything that's interrupting the flow of energy. And also maybe increase your hydration so that, you know, the neck isn't on a program of shrinking and getting smaller. And also on being able to speak your truth. So I would clear that too. Okay. We'll start a couple notes lower. The stones, they are a calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free. The power of the stones, they grounded the energy of this place. They grounded the energy of this place and held us together in loving embrace. And held us together in loving embrace. While beings of light danced above the space. While beings of light danced above the space. Bestowing on us their wisdom and grace. Bestowing on us their wisdom and grace. The stones, they are a calling me. Echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. The apery stones were laughing at me, taunting me, tempting me, dancing with glee. Playful stones make love to me in the circle of the stones. Playful stones make love to me in the circle of the stones. The stones, they are a calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. Beautiful. So it does look like on the throat center, a few of you have that challenge. So it's a combination of different things. I am, by the way, doing an energy class, and we're doing one of those classes on restoring the chakras. And so just like essence, where we restore your spirit, your life force, your soul to 100%, we're going to actually be going through repairing damaged chakras, restoring them to 100%. So sometimes there's some damage. Some of them have been whacked off or broken or whatever. And we go in, and you're working with me, obviously. So I am doing a repair job on your energetic body. I'll tell you when that class is coming up. Energetic body. Actually, that starts on September 10th, the energy body. So if some of you are interested in that one, that would be really, really good. We're working really specifically on repairing damage to the energetic body. So we're working on the chakras, we're working on the aura, and we're working on the golden rings and the human spirit access portal. It's a three-part class. So, yay. Great, Vanya. So, you'll be getting some different follow-ups from me in the next day or so. We'll give you, of course, the class follow-up. In a separate email, we'll give you the details from how to get your certification. You have, if you're a person who's been observing, you have 2 weeks. You have 14 days as the deadline for certification. Otherwise, if you don't make the 14-day certification, you'd have to review the course, even though the course would only be $9.97. You can review indefinitely at $9.97. You would go through the course a second time if you haven't made the deadline to get the certification. So you'll get that email from us on the certification process. And the sooner you fill it out, the sooner you get your certificate. Fill it out and meet the requirements. And then finally, you'll get the brochure on the year-long program, the Ruby and Emerald levels, and you'll get an application, a physical application that you'll fill out. Towards the end of the day today, we'll go through what's involved and what the tuition is and what you get and, you know, what's going to happen and the order of things. So we'll go through that, but then you'll also have, you'll be receiving a beautiful brochure that we'll send to you in the email, and an application that actually has to be physically filled out. So you can type in your computer, or you can handwrite it and then scan it and send it to me. So you know that I actually get a physical written application from you. And it's not short, but understand I'm going to be giving you my time and attention for a whole year, and you're going to be, you know, in my very inner circle. The year-long training is the inner circle. So I need to have a good understanding of who you are and, you know, what you want to accomplish. So we have a pretty detailed application for the year-long program. So you'll get three emails, the regular one that comes out every day after class. You'll get and that'll have the PowerPoint with all the extra things we've been writing in. You'll get the certification one, and you'll get the taking your next step. So that's how that'll go. And hopefully it won't be too confusing if we separate them all. Yeah, and those little classes that we do for, you know, like 3 and 4 sessions are always under $197, so they're always really well-priced. And for those of you who want to stay in the energy, you are so welcome to join the 100% You class that's tomorrow. If you've gone through the program already, if you've already done that one, you get to come into that program at $29. If you haven't done it, it's only $97, and it's a three-part program. So you'd be getting an hour on Tuesday and Thursday, and I think next Tuesday again. So that's a way to keep it going if you want to. And in that class, we're really going over the elements of the human blueprint, and so we really spend a lot of time clarifying how the blueprint works. Just a fun kind of precursor to coming into this class. Let's just double check on where we're at. Anything. There we go, finally. Well, something goofy is happening here. There's a spiritual parasite. There we go, screen share. Okay, folks. My ability to screen share right now is not happening. Let's see if I can clear it. It might be a spiritual parasite. It's bringing up some little drop-down menu thing instead of letting me click on the screen share. Let's see if we can get rid of it. Yay! Yeah, this has been amazing. You know, people have been asking me for over a year, and it could be that all of you have been asking me for over a year to teach this class online, and I just couldn't see how I could certify you online. And I think we just did it. You know, we just said, okay, we're just going to do it. We're going to try. We're going to see how it goes, and I definitely would do this again. I might do, we're going to shorten the diamond to a 3-day, and it won't be a certification, but I might do just once a year a full week-long diamond, because I think there's so much value in really clearing to zero on the spiritual parasites, and this is the only place where you're going to do it. And we certainly wouldn't have time in a 3-day class to do it. So, interesting. Okay. A demon.
Interesting.
So there's a demon trying to prevent us from having you see the screen. Ah, this is funny. I saw it, I called it out, I whacked it, and it went away. Yay! Like I said, there's already a Facebook group you're welcome to go into. It's called Quantum Immersion 2015. And it's not a conversation page. It's a page that you can ask questions on. So that's already up there, and you can just put that in Quantum Immersion 2015, and then you can just request to be part of the page. So that's already exists, and you're welcome to be part of that. Jyoti, this is a prayer answer for me. Wonderful. Vanya, yes, I asked yesterday or someone if we can create a group. Little sneak. So, absolutely. I have no resistance to you guys having a group. That is what exists already in Facebook, is the Quantum Immersion 2015. So you're all welcome to participate in that page. And then, you can chat back and forth with posts that I put up there, or you can ask questions. So the page is open for that. Let me see. I think what you guys are asking for is a group, though. Is that right? Create a group? Excuse me. So I have a question. Are any of you my Facebook friends already? because I've just gone into Facebook and started creating a group for you. So that would be one that you could chat with each other in. So if you are already a friend, I need to put a couple friends in there so that it actually starts to be a group. So I want to give that to you. Are any of you Facebook friends of mine? So let me know if you're a Facebook friend of mine so I can put a couple friends in there, because you can't start a group without a couple friends in it. Yes, I would love to kind of group like Vanya. Yes, I'm your Facebook friend already. Elizabeth and, okay. Let me see. I'll put your name in there. It looks. Let's see here. Elizabeth, honey, what's your last name? Elizabeth here. Elizabeth, what's your last name? And Bill, if you guys could just put your name and last name, I'll put as many of you already, I'll put you into the group. We have to have a couple people to make a group, and then we can have a link that you guys can, the guys who aren't friends of mine yet, can go to that link. Strom, thank you. Okay, let me go back there. Reason it's not getting picked up, Elizabeth. I don't know why. Bill Bermudez, let's see if that goes in. Didn't go in either. How odd. Okay. Might be something different to do. Let's go to my personal page. That's probably how we have to create the out of my personal page. Create a group. I want to do this for you guys, and this is not my talent, so quantum. Immersion grants. Okay. I see you, Elizabeth. No, I'm totally getting clicks. You know what, you guys, here's what I'm going to do, because I can see that it's just not responding. I'm putting Elizabeth and Bill's name in, and it's not recognizing you guys. It is pulling up some names of people who have Bill and Elizabeth that are friends of mine, but yours aren't coming up. Oh, I could do one thing. Aliens. Let me clear aliens from the Facebook page and see if your names will come up that way, because it does look like there are aliens on the Facebook page. So let's see. Doesn't look like anything changed. Okay. All right. Over lunch, I'll contact my tech support, and I'll ask them to set up a group for us, because it is showing me some of my friends who have the name Bill and Elizabeth, but it won't show me Elizabeth Strom and it won't show me Bill Bermudez. And we have to have some names go into the group. So if I can't get it, then I will get my tech guys to do it. See, look, my name doesn't even show up, so I can't be a member of my own group. That's really hysterical. Okay, so over lunch break, that's what I'll do. Okay. I already did the request, so we've got, we'll see. Hopefully by the end of the day or tomorrow it'll be up. Okay, and then you're wanting to know where we are in the clearing, which would be good because I'd like to know that too. So let's look. Group mind virus, curses, black magic, atheist thought forms, trauma, etheric body. So we've got still this atheist thought forms, trauma from past lives, and etheric body, emotional body. So those three, and then we'll be going into the emotions next. Yeah, Jyoti, it'll be a private group for all of you who have requested the Facebook group. It'll just be for people, for students who have graduated from the Diamond or any advanced level. So they'd have to have gone through this training to be part of the group. And it'll start with you guys, and we'll invite also the students who have graduated from the previous Diamond classes if they want to be part of the group. So it will be private. It'll just be for people who are students who have, you know, gone through at least this training. And some of them will have gone through a year-long training pretty soon. Some of my students are close to graduating. Yay, another 4 months and they'll be done. Okay, so I think the last batch of communications all are on the Facebook group. So we've addressed it. We'll see what the tech team comes back with, but we'll have one. We'll definitely have one. Welcome, everyone. I can see how important it is, and it'll be really nice so you guys can chat about your breakthroughs and, you know, what you're learning. And one of my tech guy, Eric, the lead guy, he had suggested that, you know, on my group page that I might do once a week, or on my Facebook page that I might do once a week, for an hour, just sit and answer questions that people have, or once a month or something like that, where we have the Facebook page be the place where questions get asked. So that's kind of a fun idea. So we might do that. So funny. I started training, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago now online. And before that, I wouldn't look at an email for 6 weeks. And people thought, oh, you're hopeless, you know. And I did a training for a speaker. Michael Port. He does the Book Yourself Solid stuff. So he was helping people create products and really fill up their schedules and a little bit on speaking. Anyway, I took his training, the Book Yourself Solid. It was like a 4-month training. And we'd have a training every week, and he would teach a lesson, and we'd ask questions, and it was really hard for me. And they had an online site where you had to go in and do your homework. And I was like, well, I'm going to print it out and I'm going to fill it out by hand, but I am going to do the homework. And and then they had chats. They had, like, you know, a place in the website where you could chat back and forth with your friends in the class. And all of it was really overwhelming, but I asked the administrator of his site to spend some time with me. She actually spent 3 hours walking me through the entire site, teaching me how to save things in the browser and how to get in and out. And she showed me everything, and I was able to successfully navigate the course without too much overwhelm. And for those of you who don't do a lot on the internet, you'll understand what I mean. That was 7 years ago. And at that point, I was still in communication with my grown kids, and my daughter, we weren't, you know, we didn't get to spend very much time together, but she knew how hopeless I was on the computer, and she would just shake her head, you know, like, just, you can't figure anything out. And she could go out and, like, figure something out and clear the screen or whatever. I couldn't figure anything out. So a few years down the road, I've now gone through internet marketing training and been in classes for a couple of years every week on how to use the internet, how to use social media, how to build a website. So I took all of those classes, and I got really, really proficient on the internet. Of course, if you don't keep taking classes, I mean, things change like the next year. But at least you've got what you've got, some really so skilled compared to my grown kids. I do a whole heck of a lot more on the internet than they do at this point. So that was kind of it was fun. It's fun. It's fun to be able to be competent and teach an old dog new tricks, so to speak. Yeah, Eric's such a sweetheart. You know, ladies, you know, there's some men in your life that just, you know, they got your back. They like you. They care about you. It has nothing to do with being interested in you socially or what they can get from you. They just want to help you get your work in the world. And I've got a few of those wonderful men in my life, and Eric is one of them. And I'm so grateful for him every day. Got another fellow who brought Eric into my life, Alan. And Alan is incredibly helpful, and he's just like a breath of fresh air. And he's just convinced. I met him at a gala, and he works with the top coaches. I recognized all of the people he works with, and he does know marketing. I mean, people know about him. And they work with him, and he fills out the back end, the funnels, so that, you know, there's better communication, and when you finish something, what would be the next good choice to go into, that kind of stuff. And I was at the gala, and he said he felt really drawn to me, like there was somebody kind of kicking him in the butt, saying, you got to help this lady. So he's standing there, like, not knowing what to say to me, because he's feeling this, you've got to help this lady. So later he comes up, and we have a planning day at my new house. And he tells me that story. He goes, like, I just never have those feelings, like I got to help somebody. And I felt like there was somebody, like, standing behind me, kicking me in the butt, saying, I got to help you. So he's been really instrumental in bringing some wonderful people in, and really can see how we're getting to the next level. But I just so love and appreciate those men who have taken a stand to, you know, have my back and make sure that my work gets in the world. It feels so good. I'm open to it, definitely open to it. I can relate, and it's giving me so much hope. I still have to learn to create personal web page. Thank you for sharing, Julie Renee. How amazing you have done, Julie. Definitely need computer and internet classes. Yeah. And you know what, you guys, there's things that you can do, like you can go on, if you have a Mac or any PC, you know, especially the Mac stores, they're so good, they have classes ongoing, so you could go into the Mac store. I know my dad is weekly going into a class every week at the Mac store,
and he's learning different things on how to use his computers and, you know, things to the best advantage. So that's one way. But, you know, there are all kinds of trainings that are offered. I built a website. I built four websites a few years back. Alex Mendozian had the Internet Boot Camp, and they taught you how to make money online. Well, you're making a few dollars online. You're not making very much. And the websites are really kind of hokey and homespun. So I made those hokey, homespun websites, and then I was doing really well in my business, but the hokey, homespun websites weren't really giving the right impression to people. And so our website has gone through a bunch of incarnations, and it's just going into the next incarnation, which will be really spectacular. It's going to be just completely world-class. And I think it's launching in the next few days. I think either this week or next week, definitely by September 1st. So we're coming right up on that. We'll have a new website up, so that'll be great. And, you know, you want to start with possibly LinkedIn as your first place, that you want to have a professional profile on LinkedIn that doesn't cost you anything. And everybody checks people out on LinkedIn, everybody. So I'll have 90 people check me out in 30 days. You know, they go on LinkedIn and they read my profile, and then they'll go to my website. But they start with LinkedIn. So I would definitely put a profile up on LinkedIn if you're wanting to, you know, establish yourself as a a health practitioner or whatever you're wanting to do. This would be a good place to start. And then a web page. And you can have a simple web page done. You can contact a company like Elance. I know they've just changed their name, but you could Google what is Elance changed to, and get somebody, or Fiverr, somebody who can put up just a single page for you, just a page that represents you, that has a couple images and about you and what your services are, and a way to get in touch with you. And that's a good start. That's where you can start. And then from there, it builds. And by the way, we do address business planning in the year-long program. So we have business training worked into the retreats, and we address questions on business and how to set things up. And, you know, I'm running a seven-figure business, and it took, I've been in business for myself about 24 years. There'll be 25 years in January I've been in business for myself. And just this last year, we finally made that target of seven figures. So there's a real process, and I'm happy to share with you everything that I've learned about how to get yourself positioned so that you can be way more successful, more visible, more seen. And a lot of it has to do with these clearings, and then a lot of it has to do with really taking the steps, listening to your inner guidance. I kept getting invest now. So I did a bunch of stuff about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I invested a ton of money, more than $200,000 in my business, and I was that much in debt. I had really, really good credit, perfect credit. So, but I kept asking, should I do this? And I kept getting a yes. And as a result, you know, of investing that much, the money came back. It was so surprising. $200,000 came back in a six-week period of time. So when the money needed to be paid off, it was just instantly paid off. Now, I can't say that will happen for you, but that's my story. My story is to trust. Excuse me. My throat's getting a little tired from all this talking. Taking a look at where we're at now with perception. Let's see, we'll pop up to perception. Oops. There we go. We've cleared atheist thought forms, trauma from past lives,
and we're just clearing the etheric emotional body so we can go down into this, because here we are, emotional etheric body is here also, so we can just be on the emotions page now. Take another Ricola. It's a lot of talking, 7 days of talking for a quiet person. There we go. How aging masters our feeling of time when time goes slowly and when it goes too fast. Is there a relation? Aging and our feeling of time. I honestly think there are cycles of time expanding and time contracting. So there are times when it feels like, oh my God, I just got up and I'm going to bed. And then kind of like those cycles. And there are times when time feels so expansive. I would say the one thing that you can do to increase how effective time is for you is make commitments to yourself, make a list of, I'm accomplishing these things today. Because time seems to expand when you have things that need to be completed and you're checking them off. So it's like an outer list. It feels like you can slow down time, or you can step into that time vortex. So that, I think, with time passing, that's one of the things. I think the other thing is to live each day fully and, work on balance and full self-expression. So, it's kind of an interesting thing. What I was looking at is about, you want to be respectful and honoring of your body so you don't overtax your body and wear your body out, like in exhaustion. On the other hand, though, full self-expression is about getting out in nature. It's maybe hanging out with friends. It's getting some work accomplished, maybe working on your book, working, interacting with clients. And it's having enough time to pay your bills and, send out, look at, review your investments and make decisions on investments, being creative, maybe going dancing or painting or playing your harp or singing or whatever. There's a lot about full self-expression. And they've always said, I know I've read through a few people's books who are like, hey, can you take a look at my book before I publish it? And I'll just, in my very busy schedule, I'll say, yeah, I'll do my best, and I'll whip through as much as I can. Busy people tend to get more done, meaning that we tend to have a different relationship with time than people who have more sedentary or inactive lives. Yeah. That's good, Elizabeth. I'm about 80% clear on the emotions. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get into the regeneration of the digestion. Understand that this is it's a pretty big, from the mouth down to the bottom of the digestive system. We're going to regenerate all of it, and that's part of the reason the clearings are taking the whole morning, is that we're not doing the stomach. We're doing everything. So it's just taking longer. But this is a normal amount of time. That's what I want to say, too. It's not taking longer. It's actually a normal amount of time. Thank you. Okay, bunch of comments coming in. I need regeneration. Appreciate it so much from Alex. And Crystal, if we want to do, say, skin, would this still have an effect on it, say, a whole body even? Not sure with the different epidermis systems, etc. Yeah, you can do the clearings, and then you can identify what you're regenerating. So you can do this process on everything. When we take you into the year-long program, you actually get a map, a road map after your Ruby retreat in March, of a 26-week program on regenerating every part of the body. So if you regenerated something every week, within 26 weeks, you'd have regenerated the whole body. You're welcome, Crystal. And then, yes, this is so interesting, time stretching. I've wondered why, with a long list of activities, getting them done, and then other days, less structure, seemingly getting so little done. Helpful, thank you. I think it's what you're really telling the universe. This is how I'm using my day. This is what I need to accomplish in my day. That's fantastic, Elizabeth. Really happy to hear that for you. So much has changed. That's really good. Really, really good. Okay, Elise, I'm not sure why, but my left eye has been sore since yesterday when you focused on eye health. Can you test and see what's going on? Thanks, Elise. Well, if it's sore, it would be a spiritual parasite, inevitably. So is it it's entity, three entities, four aliens. So just all you have to do is kind of lasso it and chop them, and they'll be gone, and that discomfort will be gone. And Karen, is there a list available of the 140 master cells? No, there is not. Might be in science, not here. I'm just thinking about that. I am aware that there are 140 cells at day 7 after conception, and I trust that that is, you know, that each of those cells exists. I don't need to have somebody map it out for me, but if you're really scientifically minded, you could search in scientific research. It might be fun for you. It doesn't really matter to me because I'm working with the master cell. I know that it exists. I know that when I work with it, the body transforms. So I think it's interesting because there are people who would really like me to medically document everything and scientifically prove everything. I was actually approached by a researcher. But she had wanted me to be involved in getting the funding, and they had a team of people ready to do the research. But I was going to have to spend like 6 months to a year getting the funding to put this research project together for 10 years. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to spend 10 years having research done, I'm not going to get my work in the world. So, I'm not that. I'm definitely doing research every time I look at people. And the speaker coach that I had just spoken to, she was assuming that I had done a lot of brain research since I'm known as the number one brain rejuvenation expert, and I've done almost no brain research. Read some books a few years ago, but my brain research is all on working with people and seeing how everything functions and how things function differently in men and women, that kind of thing. So my research is really internal. That was kind of beyond conception for a really left-brainer. Like, what? Just couldn't comprehend it. How? What? How? Okay, let's take a look. Okay, those are clear. Let's take a look at this. DNA clear, DNA from transplants. It's just in two people need left to clear, and bloodline, four people left to clear. So we're almost to that place of regeneration. Just keep pumping. Looks like we're just ready to step into the next level. So keep pumping. We're just about ready to start. Elizabeth says she feels we're getting to the bottom of it all. We are. What does it mean to stimulate the blueprint? And Jyoti, do we know where the DNA from the transplant or tissue organs? And how master cells and blueprint relate? The master cells are part of the blueprint, as everything is part of the blueprint. So they relate, being they are part of the blueprint. And boy, I think that you know what it means to stimulate the blueprint, because that's what we've been doing the whole time. We've been, you know, clearing things, especially when doing cell regeneration, we're working on the master cell that's at 10%, and we're stimulating the blueprint that you have that's at 100%, and we're bringing the blueprint into physical reality. So even when there's a missing organ or a missing gland and that master cell isn't there, we can bring the physical, that we can bring the etheric master cell that's in the blueprint, we can bring that back into physical reality by basically stimulating the blueprint with the quantum field. So with the particles vibrating. And if you've had a transplant or a blood transfusion, then you should always clear both your DNA and the DNA from the donor. And if you haven't, then it doesn't relate to you. That's black and white. It's if someone else's DNA has been in your body, you have to clear that too. And if there's no one else's DNA in your body, then it's not an issue for you. Okay, my dears, we have successfully gotten through the clearings, and we are going to start now with this activation, and we're going to take these out and put them on an advanced slide. Hang on one sec here. I'll just stick them here for now, and we'll be moving them so that they each have their own. Okay, so back we are. There we go. Okay, intend to connect with the master cell of each of the parts we're regenerating. And just to remind you, mouth and saliva glands, throat, esophagus, stomach, large and small intestines, colon, rectum, anus. So we can put these two on the same line. Ability to produce digestive enzymes from the brain and pancreas. Nerves in the digestion, little finger-like nerves. So we'll be working with some of the nervous system. the nervous system in the digestion, and then proper function of the bowel system, which is in the digestion. And we're doing a quantum pump to stimulate those parts of the blueprint. So we're going to intend to connect with the master cell, use the quantum pump to stimulate the blueprint, and then we're going to pump until we get 100% in all aspects of the organelles, the DNA, the broken DNA, the membrane, and the nucleus. So that's our next step. Just curious, the gallbladder releasing the bile to digest the fats, or not on your list? It's covered in the ability to produce enzymes. Should we put gallbladder in here? Yeah, we can put gallbladder in here. Sometimes it's just that this is going a little slower than I would like. Sometimes we put gallbladder, liver, spleen. Sometimes we put more into this. And since you brought it up, we'll put it in. You know, like you can, I mean, the digestive and elimination systems would also include like the liver, the bladder, the kidneys, that kind of stuff. It's just, we're going to run out of time for the process. But we've added gallbladder to the list. Oh, good, Elizabeth, and great, Alex. Anyone who wants to pump through lunch, that's awesome. To acknowledge or said our digestive system is just as important as if our second brain, so clearing must make quite an overall difference, yay? It's acknowledged or said our digestive system is just as important as if not our second brain. I don't think I understand, but the digestive system is one of the most important systems to clear and restore. And then the brain obviously is also very important. We do that in the Ruby retreat. Okay. All right, Jyoti. Good. Good to clear and to restore and regenerate. Going good, it's going good. We're about 30% complete with this first page of the regeneration. We're about 30% complete. Just that it is known the digestive system is important in function as our brain or similar, so technique must be great. I don't know what you're doing with those comments, but yes, the digestive system and the brain seem to actually be interdependent. And so if the brain isn't working, the digestion isn't working. If the digestion isn't working, the brain isn't working. So it's important to have the digestion working well. So that helps everything operate better and be more nourished and feel better and all of that. And then I don't know the tie-in with the emotional brain, but I'm thinking all those things that we cleared on the emotional brain, like it's difficult to digest and hard to stomach and you make me sick to my stomach and he makes me want to vomit and all those kind of things. Those are all emotional reactions to the world which trigger a gut reaction. So understanding that our emotional triggers are part of our digestive system and that they're very clued or tied into it. So we wanted to clear that out, which is some of what we did. Okay. Is all the covered in your book, Your Divine Human Blueprint? A lot of it is, Renee. Your Divine Human Blueprint, I completed 3 years ago. So it was finished 3 years ago, so there's been some new information, and that's why we're going through step by step here, but there's a tremendous amount of information in Your Divine Human Blueprint. And understand, when I wrote that book, we were accessing gold energy through our golden rings, and that is part of the quantum field. It's our divine, energy of our halo. And or pumping gold through our arms. We no longer do that. So that would be the one thing I would say, Your Divine Human Blueprint, we've changed to just directly accessing the quantum field. Good, Crystal. Okay. It's always good to get in sync and understand each other the best we can. A big class today. 20 people online. That's fantastic. That's great. I'm happy. It's a big class. Okay, so we're going to be coming up on our break. Okay, Elizabeth, my father was operated for gallbladder issues. I believe his burst when he was out sailing close to Panama. they sent him to Norway, he got extra skin support. Skin support inside his belly. So if you have a predisposition in the family to, like, gallbladder issues, you would want to clear the DNA and bloodline. You want to clear any family curses, that kind of thing, too. So that would be personal. That would be like evil spirit curses, would be family spirit, family curses. So, you know, you would go the extra mile and just make sure that you removed any gallbladder issues from your DNA. So since we added the gallbladder kind of on the later end of things, I would just double check on that. Okay, we're coming into our half hour break. So you're welcome to pump through the break. I know I need a rest. I'm going to take my break and eat some food and not talk for half an hour.